Bobby Womack. Bobby Womack, legendary soul singer and a lot more besides. In fact, so much more besides. I mean, he's a guy who's been on guitar and as a session musician. Suspicious Minds, Elvis Presley, that's him. Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man, that's him. Chaka Khan and loads more stuff as well. The Box Tops, The Letter. Do you remember that song as a kind of a pop single? He's been on all of those, but also himself, he's huge. With Gorillaz lately, Damon Albarn and all the rest too. All one of the greats up there with Wilson Pickett and Sly Stone and Ray Charles and all the rest. Well, he died yesterday at the age of 70, and less than a year ago I spoke to him on the programme about his new album, The Bravest Man in the Universe. So I'm going to give you a little blast of that, and this is Bobby Womack, who died yesterday at the age of 70.
All right, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bobby. How are you doing? Bobby, listen, if you take it, The Bravest Man in the Universe, it's your best-selling album in this part of the world ever. How does that make you feel?
Man, it makes me want to live longer. You know, I mean, it surprised me, and I'm really overwhelmed and in the best spirits that I could ever be in.
Yeah.
And me recording this album and cutting it electronic, I didn't know. But now I understand that it's not what's behind you, it's what's in front of you. I'm having success with the lyric, which is always important, and the feeling, which is soul.
But when you go right back, Bobby, like to the Valentinos when you were 16 years of age, you were a soul star with your brothers, weren't you?
Yeah, and my brothers was the soul stars surrounding me, you know, and it's amazing that I said, even though there's only two of them still alive, to be mentioned in this sense, it's got to be a great feeling for them, because it's a great feeling for me.
And do you find then, to go back to the new album, The Bravest Man in the Universe, that it's a good thing to let other people decide that, look, people want to hear Bobby Womack, but you need to do this kind of music, a bit of electronic here, a bit of rap here maybe, because that's what people want to hear?
Yeah, they might want to hear that, but I think what was more important is that my voice didn't edge off at all. My voice was better. The lyrics were fresh. If you said, what would be Bobby, what would Bobby be doing at this time? I'm here to tell you and show you.
Okay, well, if you take a look at some of the things, like, I mean, some of the names that you've been associated with, that you've collaborated with down through the years, a lot of those people are now gone. They've fallen by the wayside. Did you ever feel that in the 1970s, with the amount of kind of things you were doing, that you would not be here in 2013?
So I didn't think I'd be nowhere. I worked with a lot of artists and hung out with a lot of artists that we both live the same speed, so I don't understand that. I just know that God is still in the blessing book, best I can say about it.
Well, then, does that mean in some ways that sometimes a song might come on the radio or somebody might play you something and you go, I don't know, hold on a minute, that's me playing there?
Yeah, because I did a lot of sessions. And even though I might not have wrote the song, in a case, I just love to be a part of something being created.